Ohio seniors make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
Hello, and welcome to Dining with Death. This episode is on my playlist, Dining with the Disappeared, where we talk about people who have vanished. We discuss the circumstances surrounding their disappearance, and then we talk a little bit about the place they disappeared from, which, because this is Dining with Death, is sometimes a bar or a restaurant. I'm Stacey Lee. Let's begin. Deep in the thick, densely forested Oregon wilderness sits a small roadside camp along Forest Road 2470, known as Hobo Campground. From this camp, you can take a short but winding trail to the rock shore of Bryce Creek to explore, to relax, or to take some incredible photographs. There are only four campsites and a couple of picnic tables at this little spot, and you are pretty isolated from the rest of the world here. There is no drinking water and no facilities. It's a peaceful spot for people looking to get away from it all for a while. But when Michael Bryson went camping with friends there, no one knew he wouldn't be away for a while. He'd be gone forever. Michael Bryson is a 27-year-old man, and he was living in Eugene, Oregon. He loved the outdoors, and he loved to party, and he loved his friends. He and his friends headed into the forest for a rave in August of 2020. He stopped by his parents' house in Harrisburg, Oregon on August 4th and told his parents, who are named Parrish and Tina, that he was riding up to the campground with a friend for a week-long party and camping trip. It was somebody's birthday. The group got up to the party site, and even though, like I said earlier, there are only four campsites at Hobo Camp, there were 40 to 60 people there for the party. At the center of the camp was this bus that they called the party bus. Drinks were being stored inside, and some people were planning to sleep in it, and it was kind of the hub for this week-long party that was to take place. It sounds a little bit like the seventh circle of hell to me. No facilities and 40 or 60 people crowded into a really small little site. But I can completely understand why people like Michael Bryson like that kind of thing. There are people who love being in the outdoors and they love to party. Just a day after the group got to the campsite and got set up, on August 5th, 2020, something happened and Michael got very upset. He was on the bus when his mood changed, and apparently he simply walked off the bus and was never seen again. Now, the first kind of red flag in this case is that Michael's parents were not alerted to their son's disappearance until 5 o'clock on August 6th. This was about 12 hours after he disappeared. Now, Michael was an adult, 27 years old, but I still feel like someone should have notified his parents sooner than 12 hours that he had vanished. I've been on camping trips, I've been at parties up in the hills, and sometimes you don't always know when someone is gone, so maybe it took him a little while to realize it. As soon as Michael's parents found out he was missing, they got in their car and drove directly to Hobo Camp. Michael's mother, Tina, said, "By the time we found out, it was almost 12 hours since he had been missing. The moment I put my foot out of the car at the camp, I knew Michael was gone. People weren't looking for Michael. They were sitting around, drinking, eating, laughing. Nobody was out searching for him, so I felt in my gut something had happened." It's actually really quite upsetting. I wouldn't expect everyone to be up in arms, but I don't think I like the idea of people just sitting around continuing the party when someone's parents have been alerted that someone's gone missing. I would like to hope that if I went missing or if someone I loved went missing, people would stop the party and look. Now, I will say that by the time Michael's parents got to the camp, the Lane County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue had already deployed search teams to search by land and by water. So someone alerted the team to begin the search effort. Not everyone was just sitting around. Some people were obviously concerned. Michael's parents began talking to the people at the party. Michael's father, Parrish, said, "There's been a lot of conflicting stories from the beginning. One story is that he walked away from the camp. The other story is that a group of individuals picked him up on the road." So again, that's a little bit troubling to have such different stories. But if you've been camping in a large group of people and people are drinking and milling about and partying, you can understand it, right? You can see how, you know, these people said he went over here. These people said he went over here. And it's just kind of tough. We see this a lot in these cases, and we know that eyewitnesses are not always very reliable, and that's, you know, just the way it is. Soon, hundreds of volunteers showed up to search miles of wilderness in the area. Search and rescue teams were on foot and on horseback, and they combed the area from the ground. Drones were deployed to scan from the air. Volunteers walked for miles, looking in every corner of the area they could find in search of Michael. For 19 straight days, the steep terrain covered in shrubs and plants was searched. If you haven't been to Oregon, it's really no surprise so many people believe in Bigfoot there. You can stand 100 feet away from somebody and not see them. It's that densely forested and, you know, it's easy to disappear. After 19 days of searching, the Lane County Sheriff's Office had coordinated over 15 separate searches spanning two counties with paid searchers and volunteer searchers. They logged over 700 hours looking, but not a single trace of Michael Bryson was found. Parrish Bryson, Michael's father, is obviously frustrated. He said they never got a straight answer from the partygoers about Michael and added that he firmly believes they knew more than they were letting on. He said, "The stories given by some of the people at the party are inconsistent, and most of those people left the day Michael went missing and continued to hold raves and parties." I can completely understand why his father is upset about that. It's upsetting to think, you know, my kid has gone missing and you're just going to pull up stakes and go somewhere else and keep partying. I mean, I can understand you're young, you want to have a party, but it's like, you know, this is somebody's life. So yeah, I get it. I get why he's upset. Michael's father added that while many people left the campground, there were a few friends and several strangers who dedicated their time and their energy to the search. There were people that were willing to help. He said, "We stayed at the campground for 19 days looking for our son, and we're truly grateful for those who stayed and helped." Michael's dad said his son had just been getting his life back together after dealing with a drug problem. Before the pandemic, Michael had been working at a local bar and grill, and he told his parents he was ready to get his life on track and planned to study to become an electrician. Michael had actually worked as a DJ for years and was really popular in the area. He got asked to play a lot of local parties and raves. It sounds like he was a talented guy who was young and kind of ready to start a new chapter in his life. Michael's parents have stated that they want to believe their son is alive, but they know that he would never just leave. They said even in his toughest times, he would always contact them. The idea that he would choose to disappear is not something they put much stock in. On December 11th, 2020, Parrish Bryson, Michael's father, got a call from a person who saw something on Bryce Creek Road, a mile west of Hobo Camp, between Cedar Creek Campground and Lund Park Campground. Parrish contacted the Lane County Sheriff's Office, and they sent a search and rescue team to the site. There, they found some of the items Michael was last seen wearing. But here's the thing. They were found in an area that had been searched several times, a swimming hole that's actually visible from the road. Michael's father has stated that he is 99.9% sure the items were planted there. He said he knows how intense the search was, and he doesn't see any way those items could have been missed. His parents are quite convinced someone did something very bad to their son, Michael, and they just want answers. An Oregon woman has started a podcast about this disappearance in hopes of helping the family.
27-year-old Michael Bryson has been missing for more than 2 months now, and the search is still very active. And now a Eugene woman is using her podcast to try and help.
Yeah, and as KZI 9 News reporter Connor McCarthy shows us, nowhere to be found is trying to find someone out there who may know where Michael is.
7 weeks ago was the first time I had ever heard the name Michael Bryson.
From the cramped closet in her bedroom,
I gathered information on Michael and his friends and family, and I started forming my own opinions and theories.
Amanda Papineau started Nowhere to be Found.
It was really captivating to me, first on like the true crime podcast, like I like a good mystery, and that was captivating. But then, like, kind of the more I got to know the Brysons and everybody involved, like, it captivated me in a different way, where it's like I really feel connected to them.
She says this podcast is a way to bring focus to Michael Bryson's disappearance from Hobo Camp Campground.
We're all looking at, you know, our own perspective. So if you're looking out your front window of a cul-de-sac, you can see in front of you, but you can't see to the side on either side. But if we get all the people to come together and give their accounts, now we have a full view.
Honestly, I was a little hesitant at first.
Michael's father, Parrish Bryson, wasn't too keen on the podcast at first.
After visiting with her and realizing that there was a connection with her and I, from UPS, I felt a little more at ease. And then she also explained why she was doing it and what she was trying to accomplish.
Nowhere to be Found lets people listen to firsthand accounts of the night Bryson went missing.
It's heartbreaking. Like, I have a little boy, and it's unimaginable. Like, that you could go, I mean, it's been, what, 65 days now, and they haven't found out where their boy is.
The reward to find Bryson is still at $10,000, and the Lane County Sheriff's Office is investigating every lead.
We've had some pretty good leads. We've had a couple that, you know, that turn up nothing, but you're not going to not go after a lead. I mean, there'll be no stone left unturned until my son comes home.
I understand why Michael's family would be reluctant to get involved in a podcast. We've seen some kind of disastrous results from those things, but we've also seen some really great results from those things. So yeah, it is a little bit of a roll of the dice. It's my understanding that the podcast has helped to get the word out about this disappearance. So I think that's great. Michael Bryson is 6 feet tall and weighs about 180 pounds. He has short brown hair and hazel eyes. He was last seen wearing a white t-shirt, tan shorts, and white Crocs with rainbows on them. He might also have been wearing a brown corduroy baseball cap. Michael has several tattoos on both legs, on his ribs, and on his arms. His bank accounts have not been touched since he disappeared. Michael's former employer says Michael was well-loved by everybody, and he still is. His parents believe, looking back, that Michael may have been bipolar, and they have actually been able to stop someone else before taking their own life by talking to them about Michael's story. So that's amazing. I think it is so beautiful and so generous of people who have experienced tragedy to reach out and to turn their tragedy into something that can help other people. I think that's fantastic. There is a Facebook group called Let's Find Michael Bryson that you can join. They post quite often, so check on there and see if there's ever any updates on this case, and I will do the same. If you know anything at all, any little detail, contact the Lane County Sheriff's Department at 541-682-4167. There is a $10,000 reward leading to information about Michael, and you can remain anonymous. My heart goes out to the family and to everybody who is missing him, and I think we can all agree this is a case that really needs some closure. So again, if you know anything at all, please reach out. Thank you for joining me today on Dining with Death, Dining with the Disappeared. Like the video if you liked it, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't. It helps me out a lot. Stay safe, guys, and be kind to each other. And I'll see you next time on Dining with Death. Bye.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.